Three Stories. Madness to Murder. There is something about the number three. The ancient Greeks believed three was the perfect number, and in China three has always been a lucky number, and they know a thing or two. Most religions also have three of this and three of that. And of course, in these more modern times, three's a crowd, maybe too many, except when it's a ménage à trois. It seems good things usually come in threes. Whatever history and culture says, we think three, a hat-trick of stories, is a great number to explore themes and literary avenues. The classic authors were so adept at creating. From their pens to your ears.
A Pastoral Horror by Arthur Conan Doyle. Far above the level of the Lake of Constance, nestling in a little corner of the Tyrolese Alps, lies the quiet town of Feldkirch. It is remarkable for nothing, save for the presence of a large and well-conducted Jesuit school, and for the extreme beauty of its situation. There is no more lovely spot in the whole of the Vorarlberg. From the hills which rise behind the town, the great lake glimmers some 15 miles off, like a broad sea of quicksilver. Down below, in the plains, the Rhine and the Danube prattle along, flowing swiftly and merrily, with none of the dignity which they assume as they grow from brooks into rivers. 5 great countries, or principalities, Switzerland, Austria, Baden, Württemberg, and Bavaria, are visible from the plateau of Feldkirch. Feldkirch is the centre of a large tract of hilly and pastoral country. The main road runs through the centre of the town, and then on as far as Ansbach, where it divides into 2 branches, one of which is larger than the other. This more important one runs through the valleys across Austrian Tyrol into Tyrol proper, going as far, I believe, as the capital of Innsbruck. The lesser road runs for 8 or 10 miles amid wild and rugged glens to the village of Laden, where it breaks up into a network of sheep tracks. In this quiet spot, I, John Hudson, spent nearly 2 years of my life, from the June of 65 to the March of 67, and it was during that time that those events occurred for which some weeks brought the retired hamlet into an unholy prominence, and caused its name for the first, and probably for the last time, to be a familiar word to the European press.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?